The second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Remember that your public radio stations, especially, and I've been doing this now long enough that I've seen a lot of things change, and one of the things that has changed is more and more and more, it's on the backs of the listeners to support these stations. We had a pretty good pledge drive about a week or so ago here at Northwest Public Radio. We still do the one-day things now. In Spokane Public Radio, they're going back to the original, the seven-day. And one of the things that's going to happen that's really kind of cool is it looks like the folk block is all meeting. Carlos Alden and myself and Kevin Brown, we're all going to get together. Apparently, they're rigging guests. And really, probably, I would be a guest in a sense. Those guys probably get together once a week and do stuff. But anyway, we're going to do some jamming and some playing in the studio and all kinds of good stuff. And it's the first time the folk block folks have been together for quite some time. And that'll be happening, Spokane Public Radio. I believe that'll be happening on Sunday, October the 23rd, from 1 to 4 o'clock there for Spokane Public Radio and their pledge drive. Those are fun to do live, pledge drives, and play on the air and do all that kind of stuff. I really enjoy it. We should do more of that here, down here, but we don't. We do a whole different thing. All righty. How about Mr. Mike Howard again? Let's see what he's doing and hanging around Donegal.
Don't steal away my own true love with the sand and sway of your shores. Don't take from me my precious little dove. Oh, Donegal, let her go. You don't know the way she quivers and she shakes, how the engines carried her away. At my touch, how she breaks into dust under the weight. Oh, Donegal, let her go. Oh, Donegal, let her go. You have secrets to keep. There is poison in the glen, and you have not heart when sailors sing. Your old selfish wind, they would steal her in again. Oh, Donegal, let her go. Oh, Donegal, let her go. I begged and I pleaded to the sea to bring back my little dove to me. Oh, my love, fare thee well. No, she was not yours to keep. Oh, Donegal, let her go. Oh, send my dove back to me. Send me rust of autumn leaves, gold of gorse, green of mead, and mountain bramble. And all of these I shall weave into a coat of peppers tweed. Oh, Donegal, let her go. Oh, Donegal, let her go. Oh, Donegal.
hotel, looking out west towards San Rafael. Got a duffel bag from across the border. The public restrooms are all out of order. Death doesn't seem so final anymore, but I was all sent from survival. Surveying the fabric of an Indian blanket in cycles that may not go anywhere. My life is leaving, I'm leaving my life behind.
Oh, scorpion in the supermoon. Oh, scorpion in the supermoon.
Scoped, 'cause people come around here all the time trying to find.
tried to blend in like a chameleon when the customers show up. I'm high and I'm wearing a wire when the deals go down. Keeping my cover so the police can bring another bust around. Got my charges dropped.
Track is called Silver City from Ben Walden's little EP here. $6.66 or $6.66 for that matter. But I think there might be a dollar sign. I got to check on that. Ben Walden, who is the ultimate musical genius in a lot of ways. This does not showcase his instrumental abilities, which far exceed just about anybody's. In all genres, when he picks up the guitar, he can do bluegrass, he can do contemporary instrumental, he can do Brazilian, he can do rock, he can do all kinds of stuff. And he just sits back and closes his eyes and does it. And if you're playing with him, you just sit back in amazement and let him play. And whatever you can do, whatever one or two notes you can contribute, you just do. He's pretty amazing. And he's got an amazing outlook. In terms of how he views his music and this kind of thing. And this is mainly a showcase, six-track showcase of his songwriting. And, of course, a couple of years back, nobody ever heard his songwriting. It's pretty good. Ben Walden, whose dad, Von Walden, is an excellent bluegrass guitar player in his own right. So it kind of runs in the family. And then I think Sister Jane also sings, excellent singer. Anyway, this is what this is, and it's pretty good as far as his songwriting goes. It is kind of too bad there isn't a little more of the instrumental work. It's got some Palouse luminaries on here, Matt Zook and Paul Anders and Paul Smith and Rosalind Parducci sings the vocals, does the violin, the keyboards, and a couple other folks, and it's pretty good. I don't know where you get it. You just go to his website, I guess. And pick it up, $6.66, and Ben Walden. I hope he does more, and I hope he does, I hope he gets in the studio, and they just turn on the little digital recorder thing and just let him play, because those of you who haven't heard him play should. It's really something. The songwriting's pretty good, too, but his playing is just so well worth stopping whatever you're doing and sitting down and listening to it. Alrighty, Ben Walden. And then let's do one more here from Mike Howard's Gasoline Dreams thing here. Pretty good. Let's see, where are we at here? On right there.
Writhing and ringing in gasoline dreams, together accepting some damn destiny. We let out the string so recklessly, not daring to reckon the risk it would be to be gone in a gasoline dream. Remember the miracles that burst in your veins, undressing for centuries, face first through the green. In pitch perfect shadows, hot Halloween scenes, and I stole out the exit so purposefully. Gone in a gasoline dream. I will never understand, as the raven went ransacking sycamore trees, eyes pined to peel the past back to the start. Gone in a gasoline dream. My lover, your weeping could not set up. Quake will end quickly, it will end in defeat. Awake from your wandering, from this gasoline dream. I am gone, I am gone, whether that be. I am gone, I am gone, whether that be. I am gone, I am gone, whether that be. I am gone. Gone in a gasoline dream.
Spring time is near, my darling. I know. flowers are blooming, little darling. With the planting of the trees, I hear the night birds are crying. I know that they are warning me. I know that soon I'll have to travel. I know I'm over the hill. And I feel so alone, my darling, since you've been gone. Since I heard that first whippoorwill. Little darling, just like the farmer plants his grain, but there will never be a harvest, for on the hill the whippoorwill now sings. I know that soon I'll have to travel.
Many times I thought that I knew best, guess I'm no better than the rest. The hands of time have proved that I was wrong. So I'll tell you in this simple song, I'm not asking for your sympathy, I just want you here with me. Well, there are times I know maybe I should go, and other times I should stay. We ought to work it out, see what true love's all about, or go our separate ways. Well, everybody's got to sing their song, do what they feel, even if it's wrong. And if you're thinking that you know best, you're no better than the rest. Maybe time will wipe your tears away, we can show our love a better day. Someday life should bring us to our knees, then we'll need some company. Should go, and other times I should stay. We ought to work it out, see what true love's all about, or go our separate true love's all about, or go our separate way.
Oh, Melanie Cannon, Separate Ways. I only have one album of hers. This is actually pretty, if you like this kind of bluegrass thing, kind of this Rhonda Vincent lyric thing, mid to early Rhonda Vincent or Claire Lynch, folks like that, she's right up there, Melanie Cannon. And before that, we had this Rose City Ramblers album, these wonderful folks from Portland, Oregon. And we heard the first Whippoorwill. And we also heard the Dixie Hoedown, which I remember first listening to from the old Nitty Gritty Dirt Band way back on that Stars and Stripes album, I think is when that showed up. Oh, my goodness me, I don't know where we're going. We still have half a show left to go. I think we're going to do a little bit of Matt Hammer from the Tri-Cities and his Alaska songs. But we have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folks of Production and Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we are coming back for lots, lots, lots more stuff. You just hang on, because we are coming back. Oh, yes, we are.
Bach and Haydn and Mozart, kings and nobles paid them to write the music we still enjoy. Of course, court patronage is a thing of the past, but classical music still needs financial support to thrive. If you're a listener supporter of Northwest Public Radio, you are a patron of the arts. Thanks for bringing classical music to life right here.
The weather continues to cool off throughout the weekend. Today, cloudy with a slight chance of rain. Pullman 68, Lewiston 72. Tonight, mostly cloudy, still with a chance of rain. On the Palouse, 40. Lewis Clark Valley, 46. Tomorrow, rain and total cloud cover. Lewiston, 65. Pullman, 61.
Sitting in this two class, talking about the day. governments and prisons and banks. But it looks not like high school. A bunch of boys acting tough. They don't know how to listen. They all talk too much. But I'm getting stronger. Yeah, I can feel it in my arms. Comes from carrying something precious and heavy.
Distant shore, where people live in cabins 100 miles from roads and skies of eagles soar. Ice that fell as snow 2,000 years ago eternally is marching to the sea. Skies of dancing light, unbelieving bright, display for all to see. Creatures of the ocean, as smart as you or I, struggle to survive the changing land. With Eskimo and Aleut and Athabascan try to save their heritage, I hope they can. I can hear a mountain calling out to me, echoes from the canyons of the north, where people live in cabins 100 miles from roads and skies of eagles soar, and skies of eagles soar, and skies.
Pumpkin pie. I wanna kiss, I wanna talk, I wanna take my cats for a walk downtown so they can shop around. But I'm not laughing, each day's a feast, but I'm fasting. I keep passing. Old Russo, he had some brains, he said, we're born free, but we're everywhere in chains, chains. I wanna hide myself away from everyone. Oh, but damn these clouds, I want the sun. I wanna make good love in the great outdoors with someone. Old Russo, he had some brains, he said, we're born free, but we're everywhere in chains, 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 everywhere in chains. Ba ba ba, ba ba da ba, ba ba da da da. Four soldiers standing, staccato rhythm, chopper blades, the president is landing. Everyone has their cameras out, some of us are chanting, no war, no war. I ask the boys in uniform, what they think they're fighting for. They tell me God and country, the manliness of men, pride. I love all of them. What will they see? What will they do? What will be done to them? What just look each other in the eye. Let me take a picture of your innocence, your beauty. You are fragile, precious, someone's baby.
In 1829, I was proud to be from Ireland, that land of rain and shine. It's a green land, a fertile land, a land that God made rich, a land where the people should proudly stand and nobody die. ditch. Oh, I was born in Ireland when things were getting worse, and the blessings of green Ireland were becoming an English curse. Oh, the folk should be happy, and the folk should be good, and the people there were meant to be free, but nothing came out the way it should, for the English would not let us be. No, the English would not let us be. Give me 3 grains of corn, mother, 3 grains of corn. It will keep me alive till the coming of morn. I am dying of hunger and cold. Mother, dying of hunger and cold. And the truth of such agony I've never told. I am dying of hunger and cold. I'm just a vagabond singing for me supper. Through all of blighted Ireland I go, and it's only putting one foot in front of the other that keeps me from going mad. I walk through Ireland witnessing the blight that festers in the green, the ones who flee their home and hearth to find a barren roadside death. The grandfather, his white hair wild, begging a crust of bread for a child. The children crouching by the side of parents who will never rise. The mother staggering up a path, clutching a babe already stiff. The frantic ones who tear at weeds and eat them till their bowels bleed. And everywhere, despite this blight, the rich devour fruit and meat. They ride sleek horses through the stench of bodies rotting in a trench. All this I witness in a place well governed by the English
It's here on this sad, lonely island where the wind blows cold to the bone. We rest in its soil forgotten.
You know, this is worth playing, but I just checked the time on this and it's not going to work the way one would like it to. We will do that in the third hour. Brendan Nolan's Far Away From Home. From this wonderful album of songs of our ancestors that Mary Garvey is this sort of kind of She writes good songs, too, actually, and Gordon Bach has recorded her material, and she writes about the coast and the sea and this kind of thing. But she's sort of this kind of, it's not non-flashy musical entrepreneur, and she puts together thematic albums. And she does a pretty good job. She put together albums, The Songs of the Salmon, Both the Fall and the Spring. She put together this Song of Immigrants albums. She's put together a lot of different things, and she finds musicians, Songs of the Tugboats. And it's pretty interesting, and she finds a lot of musicians who are willing to write and do things for her, so they come up with material that you won't find on their albums. It's pretty cool stuff, and she, again, comes up with these various themes, and you're never quite sure what she's going to come up with, and she's always hunting people up to say, hey, look, can you write a song or compose a song? Most of them are non-traditional. There are songs that these people write. Now, this Irish Famine tribute, Songs of Our Ancestors, does have some traditional material on it. But that one that David Maloney wrote is something that you would not necessarily attribute to David Maloney, because it's pretty blunt, it's pretty harsh. And of course he tends to write more pleasant songs, and even the ones that deal with subjects that are not pleasant are more sad. This is a very angry song called Trilogy. And David Maloney does a nice job on it, and it's not like what we normally associate with David Maloney. Amanda Cully doing the playlists, and the playlists will be out around Tuesday or so. You want to email me at dasindaniel@wsu.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. We're coming back with lots more stuff. You just hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on now.
Shachi